This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. It is good to have you with us. Sports on a Sunday morning coming to you from downtown St. Louis. Coming up at 1:45, pregame of St. Louis University basketball and New Hampshire. The Billikens have a holiday break before hosting Principia December 28th, so this is your last chance to see them. Until then, and KMOX will have the games with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr., of course. Billikens off to the best start to a season since the 2011-12 team went 12-1. They are 10-1. They've scored 100 or more points in four games this year for the first time in school history, and they've only played 11 games. So we have that coming up for you here on KMOX. If you're tuning in for Chiefs pregame, we have it rolling right now on 11:20 a.m. We have a statement from Eli Drinkwitz on the hiring of Chip Lindsey as the Tigers' offensive coordinator. The Mizzou coach welcomes Lindsey, who brings 28 years of coaching experience to Missouri. Offensive coordinator stints at Michigan, North Carolina, Auburn, Arizona State, UCF, and Southern Miss. He was head coach at Troy from 2019 to 21. He has developed NFL quarterbacks Drake May, Jarrett Stidham, and Nick Mullins. And Drake may want to get your attention. Drinkwitz says, "We're excited to welcome Chip Lindsey to Mizzou to lead our offense. He does a tremendous job of not only coaching and developing players, but organizing and implementing the offense. He's an excellent offensive mind with wide range of experience from high school to offensive coordinator to college head coach. Chip is a tremendous addition to our coaching staff and someone who can seamlessly transition into the job." That's from Eli Drinkwitz. Mizzou will play in Jacksonville against Virginia on December 27th in the Gator Bowl. As for Michigan, it was still up in the air last I saw as to whether Lindsey will be able to continue on with Michigan. But remember, he developed Bryce Underwood into one of the most promising quarterbacks in the country. And Underwood came in highly touted, of course. Let's do this. Some NFL picks and a big show this hour coming as we talk about St. Louis City SC and their new coaching hire, Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, not to mention Bernie Miklitz, the big dog, will be with us at 11:45. The great show lined up today. First, NFL picks. So let's take a look here.
Let's take a little look. By the left guard, Tom Ackerman. And right here, let's go downstairs to Bonnie.
Marv, if you remember that big run Robert Holcomb had on the first drive, one of the guys responsible on help busting him loose was Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman up front, and this is a unit that has played very well. A good night for Eddie George. 21 carries, 74 yards. The left guard, Tom Ackerman, with the block that set him free. It's a first down.
I wish I could throw blocks like that. I mean, I'm a big guy, I guess, 6'2", 220, but not as big as that Tom Ackerman. That guy was some player for the Titans and the Saints. Here are the games for today. Still just can't believe what I saw last night with the Bears coming back and beating the Packers in overtime. You never know what happens in this league. Let's start with Buffalo at Cleveland. I know what's going to happen there. Buffalo's going to win. I'll tell you that. Now, can they win by more than 10.5 points? I think they can. 10.5, I hate the half there, but I'll do it anyway. Bills minus 10.5 at Cleveland today. I think they take care of business and they pull away and get it done. Chargers at Dallas. The Cowboys are out of the playoff picture, yet a 1-point favorite over the Chargers. Give me Chargers plus 1 at Dallas. Kansas City at Tennessee. I see there are some Chiefs fans down there in Nashville, even though the Chiefs are out of the race now. The Titans have been long out of the race for a while. They're 3-point dogs. The Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes, torn ACL. I'll still go Chiefs minus 3 down there. They're not going to lose that. Jets at New Orleans, two really bad teams fighting here. Eventually, someone's going to get a number one pick in the draft. New Orleans is 4-10. Jets are 3-11. They're not the worst teams in the league. I'll go New Orleans minus 6.5 at home. Minnesota at the Giants. Both of those teams are out of it as well. The Giants do have the worst record in the NFL at 2-12. Vikings visiting them as a 3-point favorite. You know what? I'll take the Giants plus 3 just for fun. Tampa Bay and Carolina. Here we go. 2-7-7 teams in the NFC South doing battle in Charlotte. It's chilly there. Tampa Bay a 3-point favorite. Give me the Panthers at home plus 3. They're going to do it today. Cincinnati at Miami. Cincinnati is a 4-point favorite against the Dolphins. Miami plus 4, please, in that game. Jacksonville at Denver is a good matchup. Denver's cruising right now at 12-2. They've won 11 in a row. They're 3.5-point favorites at home against the Jags. And I hate the half point again. I'm going to go, man, I can't. Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos minus 3.5. I almost took the dog there. I thought about that one hard. Atlanta at Arizona is a bad game. I'll go Cardinals plus 3 against the Falcons. There's some bad games in here, you know, just because they're out of it. Not this one, though. Pittsburgh at Detroit. Bears fans are going to be watching this one very closely. If the Steelers can pull off a win, the Bears are officially in. They will not, though. The Lions are going to win this game. Can they win it by 7.5? I'm going to go yes on that. I'm going to say they do win this thing by more than 7.5. Give me Lions minus 7.5 at home as they're in a desperate state. Las Vegas at Houston. The Texans are legit. Are they minus 14 against the Raiders legit? I'm going to say yes, they are. Raiders are horrendous. They got smoked in their last game by the Eagles, right? 31-0, won that last week. Texans minus 14 today, please. The Sunday night game, New England at Baltimore. The Patriots trying to shake off the loss to the Bills last week. And now here they are, plus 3.5 at Baltimore. No, I'm going to go Ravens at home, minus 3.5. I can't take the dog there. The Niners at the Colts with San Francisco on the road, minus 5 for the Monday night game. That'll be called by our very own Joe Buck. I'm going to go Colts. You like that? With the dramatic pause in the music? I'm going to go Colts plus 5 at home against the Niners. That's your NFL picks. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at St. Louis City SC's new coach, Yoan DeMay, and also hear from sporting director Corey Ray. With Drew Young, our producer, I'm Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We are back on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We are the home of the Cardinals, the Billikens, the Chiefs, who are currently airing pregame on 1120 AM, and we keep the Billikens on 104.1 FM with a 145 pregame. when the Chiefs are over. 11:20, we'll flip back to SLU basketball. For those of you listening on 104.1 FM and around the world on our Odyssey app, you are listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, and it is great to have you. We are also the home of St. Louis City SC. We carry all of their programming, and including our great reporters who follow the team. One of them is in studio with me, and that is producer Drew Young. We carry the games on Y98 FM, which is just down the hall here in our Odyssey studios. So we're very proud to say that we were in attendance for this week's announcement. The new coach of St. Louis City SC is 35-year-old Yoan DeMay. Most recently spent time with the Columbus Crew, MLS Cup champions a couple of years ago. Spent time as the interim coach at FC Cincinnati. He was an assistant with the LA Galaxy. He has been around. In fact, he started coaching when he was 16 years old, coaching youth soccer. And the Frenchman is highly regarded. He is a rising star. He has MLS experience. And here is the sporting director, Corey Ray, discussing his new coach.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. Really exciting day, hopefully, for me personally, but also for the club and all the fans. Just want to do a quick recap of how we got here and just try to explain the process or remind you guys of some of the things that were mentioned not too long ago when I was here introducing myself. So approximately, I think around November 3rd, I was announced. Immediately, you know, sat with Diego and started to work on some ideas surrounding the strategy for the head coach hire. I had already pre-populated a list. I worked with Diego on ideas from his end, and then we started to create alignment on what this process could look like. A couple things that we need to understand about the process, you know, starting it in November, you know, kind of eliminates some of the time that would be required for me to spend a lot of time with people, getting to know them, understanding what they're all about. And so I was pretty strategic in terms of what that list looks like. And we had a long short list and then a short finalist list, from that. I will say that I do know a lot of people, so it's not just because, I didn't know someone necessarily that they wouldn't be included. I do have good contacts and ability to understand what people could be like, but I thought it was very important for this next phase of our, kind of growth as a club, to ensure that we had complete alignment from ownership to the president and Diego and myself and the head coach to create the stability that's required in my experience for long-term success and obviously for winning championships one day. So that is where we landed. We went through a multi-round interview process. We interviewed a number of different candidates, and it was clear throughout the process that we were in a good place in trying to get Yoan on side. There was some challenges, obviously different opportunities that he had to work through in terms of potential suitors. But I'm very pleased to announce Yoan as our next head coach. And I do want to just go through a couple of the different characteristics of why we chose him as well. So the first that I mentioned before is the person. So Yoan possesses a really warm personality. He's a great human being. He's someone that I know and trust from our time together. And he's someone that I think will be a very clear communicator with not only you guys, but the staff and also the players. And I think that deep down is someone that I can trust will maintain a calm head in the good and the bad, and that we'll be able to work with, you know, in the good and the bad as well. I think that's very important for me day to day. I've always get told when you are appointing a coach, make sure someone that you can work with 23 of the 24 hours a day. And I think so far, so good. Come back in 6 months, but I'm pretty sure we'll be okay as well. So that was very important. The second thing is the club. So in terms of the vision for the club and the sporting leadership, you know, we're looking for someone to sit and work alongside of all the other departments that we'll be building out. I mentioned, you know, the ability to incorporate and use data in their coaching preparations, understanding how to incorporate different opinions from scouts and external evaluators of talent, how to, I guess, use the performance department to the best of their abilities, incorporating that into his day-to-day preparations. And in general, creating a collaborative experience for all members of staff to highlight their skills at the table together was very important for us and obviously for the club. And then the last part is the coach, which I'm sure he will speak more on. But, you know, he's a very open-minded, modern thinker when it comes to the game. He's able to evolve with the trends and changes very quickly. He seeks out new ideas, but he has, in theory, a very clear and very strong idea of how he sees the game and how he wants to play. And I think that will translate very well, given the other skills I just spoke about, to the players and obviously the rest of the club.
That is Corey Ray, the sporting director. Strikes me as someone who is very thorough, and he goes with the man he's very comfortable with. A rising star, as I mentioned, in Yohan DeMay. Here he is introducing himself to the audience at Energizer Park.
First off, like, really nice to see you all. I'm really excited to be here. I want to thank first and foremost, like, the ownership group, Diego and Corey, for bringing me in St. Louis. I'm really excited by the project, by the vision of the club. The vision that ownership has showed as well through the process has been really exciting for me. So I'm excited to be here. I also want to thank, like, the coaches I worked with. As you know, from my background, I've worked with a lot of coaches that have been mentors for me in those years. And obviously, I'll finish with my family and friends. As you know, like, we don't spend enough time with them, but they've always been there in that process of supporting me as well. So, like I was saying, I'm really excited to take that step to be here with you this morning and also to bring the vision of the club to fruition. That's my goal. That's why I'm here. I'm excited to work with Corey. What I've seen through the process is great people with a great vision, and also like a big like will for alignment, and that's what we're trying to bring here together. I'm excited to be a part of that, and I'm excited to get working with the players as well that I enjoyed speaking with this morning on the phone. So yes, really excited to be here, and looking forward to also spending some more time with you guys.
Awesome. We'll start with Tom, but we ask that you direct the question to Corey or Yohan before you ask. Go ahead, Tom.
Yohan, this is Tom Timmerman from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to St. Louis.
Thank you.
Two things here. One, just how big of a challenge is this with a team that has missed the playoffs the last 2 years to get them back? And what does it mean to you as you've been an interim head coach, but to be an actual head coach?
So I'll answer those two questions. The first thing, I don't see that as a challenge. I see that as an opportunity. I think after 3 years at the club, like, of course, like, you learn a lot from, like, what you could have done differently or what you could have done better. And I think there has been a lot of learning, like, done at the club for the past 3 years. Today, I see that as an opportunity to turn the page on those 3 years and to learn from it and to start a new phase, a new chapter. So that's the way I want to approach it with the staff, with the players as well. And that's why I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity. Speaking about me and my background a little bit, I'd say there is three things that helped me be where I am today. The first thing is I put myself through extensive education. I'm someone that's always seek for progress, try to improve, try to think outside the box and how I can get better. I've done my pro license like 5 years ago coming out of Cincinnati, so I've really put a lot into my education. The second thing is I've experienced like a lot in the past 10 years, like whether as an assistant coach, as an interim head coach, as a head coach in USL Championship. Those experiences have helped me get an insight on like what it takes to win. I've been part of like moments that were very difficult in Cincinnati, but also very successful moments in the past few years. So I've had like also some incredible insights on what it takes when it comes to winning. And the last thing, I mentioned it in the intro, is also the mentorship. I've worked with incredible coaches. The last in date was Wilfred Nancy. Worked with Greg Vanney as well very closely, and Mikey Varas with the youth national team. Those coaches have also helped shape my view of the game and how I want to approach it in that opportunity. So that's how I feel strongly about like what's to come and about the project that we're running.
And a new set of players to introduce himself to. Here is Drew Young asking a question on that.
How do you start to build your relationship with players?
I started today by calling everyone. So I'm like four players away from having like everybody on the phone like today. So like for me, it's the first step. Like I want to connect as quickly as possible. I think it's like getting to know them like on a personal level. This is part of like the things that are important to me. I think before working with the players, you're working with human beings. before working with staff, you're working with human beings. So can we understand like the human piece before understanding the player? I think that will help us also push those guys like on a daily basis. So started today, trying to get everybody on the phone, like individually, get to understand where they're at, if they're enjoying their time away as well, giving them a feeling of like what environment they will go back to in January. And then of course it's going to be about like January, hitting the ground running with those guys. Like I'm looking forward to the first training session, to the first meetings, to the first interaction. Like I'm really excited to start that collaboration also with the players, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
And we are looking forward to it as well. That is Yoan DeMay with Corey Ray, the coach and sporting director for St. Louis City SC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
New era is underway. The new president of baseball operations for the Cardinals is Chaim Bloom. He's been busy. We'll talk to him next on KMOX. Rolling right along here at 11:33, joined by the Cardinals president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom. Always great to visit with you. How are you, Chaim?
I'm doing all right. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Last week when we talked, it wasn't quite official yet. It wasn't finalized, so we couldn't have you comment on the show. I know you have recently with reporters, but give us your thoughts, if you would, on the acquisition of Dustin May, who gets himself a one-year deal with the Cardinals with a mutual option for 2027.
Yeah, happy to, and we're really excited to have him here. This is someone who obviously has had a lot of ups and downs in his career and battled a bunch of injuries and even some stuff off the field, as you know, and has been well documented, that we feel, even coming back from having had to have emergency surgery, for our listeners who don't know, he was rehabbing from Tommy John in 2024, suffered an esophagus tear, had to have emergency thoracic surgery really to save his life, and lost a tremendous amount of weight. To come back and be able to post like he did last year, put a career high up in innings, we've seen the upside with him throughout the course of his career. with the Dodgers. Very, very talented, and a year further removed from that, we're excited to come in here and have him as part of our rotation, hopefully help out the whole crew with his presence and also put up a great season for us in St. Louis.
This certainly sounds like somebody that you did so much research on when it comes to the data. We know that the spin of his pitches is as good as you'll find, but also the person. And you just mentioned it. The fact that he has all of that experience, the ups, the downs of a baseball career, and he's only 28, that has to be a plus for you.
Yeah, very much so. Usually when you're looking in free agency, you tend to get players who are older than that. And there's nothing wrong with those guys. Obviously, they can still be very talented and they can still provide a lot of leadership. But when you do get younger free agents, oftentimes there's just more upside with those guys, and especially someone with the career circumstances of Dustin. You mentioned all the work that we did on him. That's important to do on any player you consider acquiring, obviously. Just helps you get a better idea of what you might be getting into, what the range of outcomes is, and a little more confidence in investing in someone, knowing, you know, some of the things that could happen with them based on all the work you do.
What's next on the priority list for the St. Louis Cardinals, Chaim Bloom, as you have a starter in place for your rotation?
Yeah, well, we continue to be very active in conversations, certainly on the trade front, and also continue to be in touch with a number of free agents. You know, I expect as the offseason goes on, whether before the holidays, after the holidays, we do still want to continue to add to this club. You know, I've mentioned in the past our priority on amassing pitching depth. That's not something that ends just with the trade we made with Sonny or with this signing in May. We want to keep doing that throughout the winter, and we'll keep looking at different ways to do that. And, you know, certainly stay active talking to other clubs about trades and seeing if there's ways that we can continue to add young talent to our core.
We won't ask you, of course, to divulge trade talks. We all know the names that have been thrown out there, players that would be attractive to other teams. My question is this. I know that you're looking for pitching depth. Is there a certain area of offense or defense, for that matter, that you feel like you need as an organization right now? Are you searching for a certain type of player in that area?
Well, you know what, when you're trying to build for the long haul, you don't want to walk past any type of talent, even if it might not be the perfect immediate fit, you know, especially if you're talking about prospects. A lot can change by the time those guys get to the big leagues, and so you don't want to walk past talent in any form. But certainly, you know, as we look at this club, like I said, pitching really on both sides of it, the rotation and the bullpen. And then, you know, in terms of position players, it's nice to have some versatility with this group to where you can accommodate different types of players. Obviously, a lot has been made of lineup balance and being a little more left-handed than you'd like. But that said, we did that with a lot of really good players that we value. So, you know, I do think in general, probably a right-handed hitter fits us a little bit better than a left-handed hitter. But talent's talent, and we're not going to walk past anybody who we think can help us.
What's the latest in the recovery on some of your players that had off-season procedures? Brendan Donovan. Mason Wynn, we heard last time we talked to him, he was already like out there jogging after he won the Gold Glove. Not to mention, if you could, Lars Nootbaar and Ivan Herrera. All of them had some work done as the season came to a close.
Yes, and all those guys are on track and doing well. Mason, as you mentioned, has made a really, really good recovery from that cleanup. Donnie's surgery, if it happens during the season, it costs you somewhere between months and 2 months, but obviously in the off season we have plenty of time, and he's really already into the phase of things where he's going to be able to have a normal off season. And the other two guys are coming along. Yvonne's rehab is progressing just as planned. He's putting in plenty of work. As I had a chance to talk to a bunch of folks about at the winter meetings, putting in plenty of work, not just to get his arm right, but also to study up on some of the things that he wants to be able to do in order to be as good as he can be behind the plate. And Newt is killing it. He's doing wonderfully with his rehab. We actually just had a member of our medical staff do an in-person checkup with him to see how that rehab's coming along. He's moving around great, really progressing well from this.
What's been your read on Nootbaar the last 2 years you've been in this organization? I mean, we all know what the ceiling feels like. It feels high. He's got this freakish athletic ability. How do you see Lars Nootbaar?
Yeah, you summed it up. You know, he will show you for stretches. Obviously, everything you'd want to see for an impact player. The difficulty with him has been the consistency of maintaining that throughout an entire season and obviously staying on the field. And those two things probably have some relation to each other. But when you look at, you know, his ability at his best, and that's part of what we hope this surgery gets him back to contribute on defense and move around well in the outfield. And then at the plate, somebody who sees the ball as well as he does and has the ability to hit it as hard as he does, that's a really dangerous combination. So it's really about putting it all together and then sustaining that for 6, 7, 8 months.
I know I ask you this every single time, but it's good to sort of get a gauge on how things are moving along here. Is there urgency to get a trade done immediately? Are you willing to wait until after the holidays? Are you okay with that? How are the Cardinals looking right now in terms of building this roster via trade?
I'd love to be able to get something done before the holidays. There have been very active conversations throughout the industry and with us as well, and it'd be great to be able to do that. I think just for the sake of continuing to move along in our offseason, as you mentioned. And that said, there's no formal deadline. There's nothing. There's really no difference ultimately when you get to February and March between having done it now or having done it in a couple weeks. Obviously, these things oftentimes, these conversations move along at their own pace. And, you know, things don't happen until everybody involved is ready for them to happen. But it would be really nice to get something done before the holidays. You know, and in general, I feel like anytime you have a chance to make a move, it's because you and obviously if it's a trade at other clubs, everybody feels this is the best thing for their organization. So if we do get something done, it'll be because we thought it was the right thing for the Cardinals and we'll feel good about that.
Let me throw this one at you. And again, I don't know if this one is official yet, but I saw the report on that 2-year, $34 million deal this morning for Murakami, the Japanese free agent. I would ask you a wider question. In international scouting, the game, has it gone global? What have you seen in particular there, how things have grown in Japan and how that affects the way you scout and the way you see this game?
Yeah, well, without getting into any specific player, because obviously I shouldn't, I don't think it's right to comment on you know, those rumors. And that potential news. But in general, I think increasingly, obviously, the more players that have success and whose success you can predict through a combination of just looking what they've done in those overseas leagues and then being able to scout them and understand a lot of things about them, the more aggressive you can be as an industry. And obviously, it makes it a more and more viable option for those players to want to come over here. Always a personal decision, but whether it's guys who are foreign professionals who come over for their first taste of Major League Baseball to try to compete here. And increasingly also, we've had a few of them in this organization, obviously, having guys who may establish themselves, really take their games to a new level, American guys pitching over there. And when that happens, those guys are also very interesting. There's an added layer of complexity, obviously understanding how things might translate in a different environment, different competition, different baseball. But like I mentioned, the more that do it, the more you can see how that typically translates and the more you can invest with confidence.
Chaim, I hope you and your family are having a wonderful holiday. We wish you the very best. We love catching up with you and talking ball on these Sundays. So thanks for making time for us.
Well, likewise, and same to you and for all of our listeners who celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas and have a wonderful week.
Best to you. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on KMOX. Bernie Miklas is next, right here on 104.1 FM. Good visit with Chaim Bloom last segment. We're joined now by Bernie Miklas, who joins us by way of Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Saliga Heating and Cooling, by the way, is a Daikin dealer. What's up, Bernie? How are you?
I'm doing good and looking forward to the holidays like everybody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, yeah, same. I'm ready to shut it down, at least for Christmas Day. I love Christmas Day. It's just so nice to relax. Just a quick recap of what Haim said last segment. They're very active in conversations, certainly on the trade front. They are in touch with a number of free agents. Then I asked him if he's trying to get a deal done before the holidays, and he said yes. They would love to get something done before the holidays. They want to make some moves here and then hit the ground running come January. So I find that interesting, and certainly, I would say without naming them, he's not going to tell us who he's trading, but at the top of the list has to be Brendan Donovan and probably JoJo Romero, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they probably got the most interest of any Cardinals players. You know, and then we could say, of course, Contreras, there's interest in him, but he's got the no trade. So that kind of that would put him a little bit behind the other two simply because there's a potential complication. And, you know, the Nolan Arenado thing is in its own separate category. I was intrigued by some reports that the Dodgers want to talk about Lars Nootbaar. And I understand that the Dodgers have always liked him, and they would be an organization because they got so much depth that they wouldn't really care that much if he wasn't ready, you know, by opening day, you know, if after that double heel surgery. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. I would say there's a little more of a chance of maybe Nootbaar being traded than I thought. And that's going by media reports, but the media reports were from some credible people. So that's why I pay attention to a little bit.
He's saying the praises of Nootbaar. When I asked about Lars rehab, he said Noot is killing it right now. So obviously that raises the value of any trade discussion as well.
Right. And so he's got the goods. I mean, he's probably got more tradable pieces that teams want than anybody on the market this winter. And I think, you know, for the longest time, Tom, as you know, there was only one trade, you know, and that was when the Mets said Brandon Nimmo to Texas for Marcus Semien. And there were no other notable trades for like weeks. And then the logjam broke this week. You know, there were some big deals like that three-way trade with the Astros and Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, and the Pirates got better through that trade. So teams are starting to, I think front offices want to get some stuff done by, you know, New Year's Eve or so, if not sooner. So, but I think once some of these deals started to fly, I think it loosens everybody up. And so we'll see, but you know, Haim, that's why I don't, yeah, I know there's been some grumbling about, well, he hasn't made the trade. When's he going to make the trade? Well, if there's, let me put it conservatively, if there's 10 teams interested in Brendan Donovan, why wouldn't Haim Bloom take his time to get the best offer that he can when he's talking to all these teams? And the other thing, I think some teams are holding out to see what Arizona does with Ketel Marte. He'll be traded, but we don't know where he's going to be traded, but it also could influence Brendan Donovan's market. So these things don't happen in 30 seconds, you know, and I think it's good for all of us to be patient.
Absolutely right. I always like to get your reaction to breaking news. And earlier this morning, Pete Thamel had it first. Now Mizzou has made it official that the Tigers have hired Chip Lindsey as their offensive coordinator. He was at Michigan most recently. But Bernie, he's been around a lot longer than I thought, actually. North Carolina, Auburn, Arizona State, UCF, Southern Miss. So he's seen a lot of different programs. And the thing that jumps out at me was he was there helping develop Drake May, who we all have seen has become a fantastic quarterback in the NFL and a MVP right. candidate, really, when he was at North Carolina.
The one thing about Chip Lindsey, and I couldn't sit here and fake it and tell you what kind of offense he likes to run, but all I know is that he's a highly regarded guy, and he's had programs wanting to hire him. You know, he's moved around a little bit, not because he was doing a bad job, but because people respect him. So I think that's a good move. I really do, because he's well known for his offenses, and you make a great point about Drake May. I'll have to do a little bit of reading about this today as far as some of the other things he's done, but I like it. That's a good hire.
Yeah, I do too.
Know, and the other thing I like about it, you know, with all this stuff going to Michigan, some of the national guys keep saying, well, they might turn to Drinkwitz. You know, they might turn to Drinkwitz. And we've heard that a lot. Listen, Drink just hired a guy. I forget his name, and I apologize. He basically hired the guy to be the president of, like, football operations. You know, someone's coordinate all the recruiting and all of it, NIL and everything else. It's a huge, huge job. And the guy left Tennessee to go to Mizzou. Now Drink has hired Chip Lindsey as his offensive coordinator, which is a big hire. So that tells me I didn't think Drink was going anywhere, you know, after he signed the contract extension. But that tells me he's definitely not going anywhere. And the other point is, why the heck would anyone want to go to Michigan right now?
No.
I mean, they don't even have a full-time university to president. The athletic director is inevitably going to get sacked. So he wouldn't even know who he was working for. There's no alignment there. I mean, Michigan's a big job, but at this moment in time, with all the corruption and everything else, at this moment in time, the job stinks. You know, for someone to leave a place where he's happy to take a chance of falling into that cesspool. You know
what
I'm saying?
I mean, it'd be great for a hotshot who wants to come in and wear the Michigan colors and coach Michigan. I mean, it's cool. Yeah, I totally get that. But for a guy who's established like Eli Drinkwitz, no thank you. I mean, plus he's got a Heisman candidate coming back at running back. I mean, Ahmad Hardy is awesome.
You know, he'd probably get more money and he'd have more resources. But the one thing I would say to that is, okay, Michigan won the national championship in what was it, 2023? Okay, with Harbaugh, that was great. How long did that take him with all those great resources and everything else, right? Mm-hmm. And let's face it, that they cheated to win that. So, and before that, when did Michigan win a national championship? So I kind of laugh at this stuff, because you would think Michigan was winning a national championship every 3 years or something. It's actually been spaced out for quite a long time. I'm glad Drake's going to stay, but I wish everybody else nationally would shut up about it.
Right? I agree. While we're on college football, a minute left, your gut feeling, you look at these eight teams still standing. Who's got the best shot? Maybe give me two or three teams you think could take it.
Well, you know, Indiana's the best team I've seen this year. And I would say Ohio State's a very close second, which was reflected by their game when they played. I think Georgia might be, in terms of a really good team's form, like getting better and better and better and better. I think Georgia's very dangerous. You know, I think Georgia's capable of beating anybody. I also think a team that a lot of people are sleeping on is Texas Tech. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech beats Oregon, quite frankly. I really wouldn't. I mean, I think Texas Tech's got an outstanding defense. Then the other thing is Miami. They got a great defense, and the coach is finally getting out of the way and not screwing games up. So they're really, really good. And gosh, can they run the ball. So there's a lot of really dangerous teams, and I think Alabama's dangerous too, because if you look at Kalen DeBoer, they got five top 10 wins this season. And I know that they pooped the bed a couple times, or really one time. But if you look, you go back to his time at University of Washington, I mean, he's like 16-4 as a ranked team playing another ranked team. And that's the best record in the country among coaches that have at least 10 of those games, ranked versus ranked. And he's also 10-4 as an outright underdog. My point is, no one at Indiana has taken Alabama lightly. I'm not implying that. But I'm just saying that, you know, DeBoer doesn't get enough credit from Alabama fans. I mean, they expect to be Nick Saban, you know, that he wasn't going to come in and dominate like that right away. He's won a lot of big games under pressure, though.
I agree with you. And they're coming into the Rose Bowl very confident. It'll be an interesting couple of days, December 31st, January 1st. Bernie Miklas, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great, great day.
All right, you too, pal. Love you. Take care.
Love you, man. We will see you soon. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Total Information AM on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.